Wait, start again.
He's just singing his kids.
All right, come on, guys. Stay on track.
This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Welcome to Wisdom from the Wardrobe, your weekly dose of style fun with the fabulous Michael Bruce Image Consulting team. Let me introduce you to your hosts. First up, we have Bougie Bruce.
Okay. So someone called me the other day and said, like, first am I talking to the Baron of Bouge? I'm like, you were listening to my show. What's happening, everybody?
And then we have the sensational queen of satire herself, Stacy.
Hello, everybody.
And next up, we have the beautiful Countess of Commentary, Beck.
Hello.
And not to be outdone, it is Lady P.
With a crest.
Hello. Countess? Could she be Princess P?
Princess P.
She's Lady P, and her middle name is Patience.
There we go.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
You got to be patient with this crew. Like, I'm surprised you didn't say your weekly dose of style nonsense.
Uh-huh. And normally we wait to introduce our guests until after the news portion, but I know that she would love to add to the fun. So let's welcome our guest this week, Sydney Mintle from Gossip and Glamour. Here in the Seattle area. Welcome back.
So good to be here.
All right, Beck, what's in the news this week?
Well, you know, there's a lot going on. However, I've decided I'm going to go high end today. You know, we always talk about fashion versus style. We talk about some of the stuff that's on the runways as, you know, sort of, it's almost the clothing is sort of so out there sometimes that it's artwork. Well, this is a little bit of a flip of a switch. Moncler is having their 70th anniversary. And so to celebrate, they kicked off their around the world celebrations last night with a 1900 performer performance in the Duomo Square in Milan.
Oh, wow.
So it was 1900 people all in perfect synchronization in their white puffers, basically doing all these movements together. And, you know, of any company to have, the weather was not great. It rained, but you know, they were in their Moncler jacket. So they
which
just
was perfect
out there
for
and,
that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of cool because they have, you know, they've got these celebrations planned. They're going to be doing it around the world. They're going to be doing it on the High Line in New York City. They're going to be going to Seoul. They're going to be going to Tokyo. And they're working with different designers. So Tom Brown, Rick Owens, Gian Battista Valli, and Pharrell Williams. So this is all basically about their sort of their jacket, the Maya 70, which is sort of the most famous jacket. Yeah. So each one of these guest designers is going to drop a different version of this jacket, but they're going to be putting on this, it's like choreographed dance by a French, and I apologize, I can't remember the name. She's a French interpretive dancer who's choreographed all this stuff. And if you see video of it, it's really neat. A lot of, like I saw a video Saks had posted and Nordstrom posted it. And a lot of retailers are posting this video, but it's kind of cool because just the sheer number.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really is sort of taking a simple piece of clothing and turning it into art. And I just thought that was kind of a neat idea.
That's cool. I bet you. Hopefully the weather in Japan will be a little cooler than it has been, because those Moncler jackets, those people, they would be Stacy. Sweaty.
So sweaty.
So sweaty.
May I recommend the silky underwear, underboob sweat powder?
There
from
you
Lush.
Go.
That's a hot tip.
She was like, that's a hot tip.
I mean, and that's a lot of people to travel
that's
with.
A lot of people to travel with.
I mean, I was thinking, like, oh, it's a flash mob and everybody's told what to do. But with the level of synchronization.
I don't think they're not taking the people with them. Like, I don't think the people that were in Italy are going to be the same people.
Oh, cool. So it's all local.
And then the people are allowed, that's how they're basically being compensated, is they're able to keep their gear. And so when it was all over,
the sweaty Moncler,
they just started wandering off.
There we go.
Like in their
I can't
Moncler
dance
gear,
for Toffee, but I'll go.
I know.
Yeah, right?
Heck yeah,
if I get a Moncler jacket out of it, I'm in.
Absolutely.
I don't think that otherwise.
Seattle, I did not see on the list. So,
darn it.
Bummer.
Anyway. All right, so let's just go back. You said that Pharrell was going to be one of the
Pharrell
guest
Williams.
Designers?
Yes. Yeah, he's designed for them before.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have his own brand, right?
He does not. Mm-mm. No.
Well, he's done a bunch of kicks, sneakers.
Yeah, he has.
he's done a lot of collaborations.
No, I know that. I was surprised, I guess, that they would choose somebody who doesn't have their own brand. But, you know.
Well, he's happy.
He's an artist, and he is happy. And yeah, that will go on the playlist.
Right? Yeah. I'd say happy is on the playlist. All right. So
but, I mean, there were a ton of people that were there, too. Like, I mean, you know, everyone from Future to Colin Kaepernick to Anne Hathaway. Like, there were a lot of celebrities that were there for it as well. So
did you say Colin Kaepernick as a celebrity?
Yeah, you know who he is. Everybody knows him. He's a celebrity.
Colin. Okay.
I would call him a celebrity.
An athlete. Right.
He played for San Francisco for a couple of years.
But he's famous. Okay. I don't know.
All right. Then he just did the sit-down
thing. Movement.
I got you. Okay.
Really? I have to explain this to you?
No, but I just don't consider it that, but whatever. Okay. I don't understand the concept of who's famous and who's not sometimes. It's like, you know, like, what does that really mean?
That's coming from Bougie Bruce.
I know, right?
You said it, Sydney.
That's right.
Okay. Now, Sydney has just put herself in the mix. So, Pamela, tell us something about our guest.
Well, Sydney has been a guest on the show before. I think this is your third time, isn't it, Sydney?
Yep. Lucky number three.
What?
Yeah.
You had you three times?
She's speaking to us.
Oh,
so
you know, you have a
thing.
Friend that's not going to be happy with us. She listened to the show. She's like, Sydney's been on three times. I'm like, she's got a lot to talk about.
I could talk about fashion all day.
Absolutely.
Well, so can we. The reason, well, not the only reason that we have Sydney on the show is that she's got some stuff going on. So I thought it'd be a great opportunity to talk about this fantastic event that you have going on this October 13th, right? Mm-hmm. And it's the What She Said event at the W in Bellevue. So we're going to talk about that. And then if we have time after that, anything else that is going on in the world of fashion here in the Seattle area. So, all right. So What She Said, let's talk about that.
So many things. So What She Said is a global event series produced by W Hotels, and it features trailblazing women in a variety of industries. And since we're celebrating Bellevue Fashion Week next week, is that already next week?
Mm-hmm.
That's already next week. Mm-hmm. Yes, we decided it would be great to spotlight local women in fashion and also support women-owned businesses in the community. So we're coming together on Thursday, October 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the W in Bellevue. And we're going to be spotlighting designers, including Alisa Yip, who has been on the show before with her brand Skein. Yes. And then we've got Brittany Sierra from the Sustainable Fashion Forum. We've got Lauren Pistoia, who is a fashion consultant, but she's worked with a lot of great brands, including American fashion designer Brandon Maxwell, who has some new collabs with like Puma. He's done some stuff with Fila. And then we have one of my favorites, Valerie Madison, who does amazing fine jewelry. So we will be having a conversation about just how do you build a successful fashion brand? And then we're going to dive deeper into just what's happening in the market. A lot has changed over the course of the pandemic, and I think we're all working together to navigate the next normal.
So for you, what part of your business, because we met before, then kind of like at the crust, really the kind of the height of the pandemic, and now we're meeting kind of quote unquote after. But what's changed with your business?
You know, I think a lot of things have changed. One, I've become kind of an MVP for a lot of the brands that I work with because they can no longer afford to have support staff in-house. And so they really lean on people like me to help with marketing, PR, events, influencer management, that kind of thing. But I also think that the past 3 years have really helped me be more creative in business, having to pivot quickly, having to remix everything. And I think that still continues. Mm-hmm. I thought that 2022 was going to be a crazy busy year, and then everything kicked off in Ukraine in February.
Yeah.
And, you know, now we're dealing with inflation and there's a lot happening. So it continues to be a time of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you've had to, dare I say it, continually refashion.
Refashion.
I thought she was going to use that horrid word pivot again.
Pivot.
No.
Pivot.
No. Refashion.
Right.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Where your focus is and, you know, how to create a business that's sustainable for yourself, but also in service to the people that you work with.
Exactly. And I think right now is when everybody's like, oh, it's, you know, the holidays are upon us and we've got to make the most of October, November, December. And so now's the time to really get to work and put all those partnerships in place and make sure you have all your ducks in a row so that you can maximize.
Gosh, we are almost in fourth quarter.
Yes.
Okay. How did that happen? Could we not talk like...
That's like ridiculous.
Okay.
To me,
I feel like this is...
In my head, it's still summer.
I know, right? Yeah, it's not almost October.
Okay, I resent this line of conversation. So this feels like a good time
to take a break
so that I can regroup. And then when we come back, we can chat more with Sydney and talk about what she said and what she's going to say, frankly.
There you go.
Keep listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Do you feel like you're stuck in a style rut? If so, take the first step on your journey and go to MichaelBruceImageConsulting.com. Fill out their simple personal style assessment and schedule a complimentary, no-obligation, 20-minute style consultation. Let the experts help you gain some perspective on your style challenges.
Welcome back to Wisdom from the Wardrobe. We are chatting with Sydney from Gossip and Glamour. We are being glamorous because we are gossiping about...
I still want to know where did that come from, this whole Gossip and Glamour. Real quick.
Gossip because, you know, it's if people are talking about you, it's a good thing,
you know,
in the world of PR. Yeah, so that's where the gossip comes in. And then glamour, because I only work with fashion clients.
Okay.
So there's where you get like the gossip and glamour.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I love that.
Well, cool. And I don't know. I just have this like this vision of Bougie Bruce sitting there with like a cocktail in hand being like, did you hear about the latest whatever?
Absolutely.
And, you know.
Do you love my Balenciaga shoes? They're slippers made out of corn.
But they're good for the planet.
Exactly. So I love the name of this series, What She Said. Of course, it makes my mind go in like so many other different directions. And yet, you know, the whole idea of empowering like what women have to say all around the country, all around the world about whatever the topic is at hand and giving a forum for it is really exciting.
It's so important. I feel like to be able to own what you say and not have it be, you know, what she said is, you know, third hand, whatever. But really just here's what I have to say. Here's why it matters. Here's what it means for you and your community. And to be able to celebrate so many incredible women in fashion who are often overlooked because people, you know, have their own preconceived notions of what Seattle fashion is. So to be able to celebrate that on stage, dive deeper into their journeys, I think it's going to be a really good night.
Now, are you acting as like a facilitator for this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes, I will be the moderator. And then I also helped curate a local shopping marketplace so that guests can experience local fashion afterwards. We've got some pretty great brands involved. We've got Salua Lingerie. We've got Millie Seattle, which is a boutique on Queen Anne. Mm-hmm. Sarah D'Onofrio, she was on season 15 of Project Runway. She's based in Portland.
Okay.
And then we also have Akela. We've got Skein. And then we have 25th in June, which is a Black-owned nail polish line that is based here in Seattle. And she's super cool. And I'm excited to be able to host her at one of our events.
Wow.
All these really good brands that we... every time I talk to you, it's about another brand. I'm like, that's here. I mean, you're really, really there. You go deep.
I do, because I think that there's so much here to uncover. And I think that, you know, that's what motivated me to start my blog in 2008 was just to help people discover things that are right in their own backyard.
Yeah, we tend to be lazy as a people.
I also think that people underestimate what's actually happening in Seattle as well. I think, you know, there's this idea that really Seattle is just about tech.
Yeah.
Is airplanes or tech and there's nothing else happening
or
here?
Fleas.
Well, yeah, I guess. But, but really there are so many creative people in this area and it's not highlighted enough. So I love that, you know, these events that you host and that you put on and, you know, just as an opportunity for these really talented people to get some spotlight shone on them for a while. And hopefully that builds some momentum for them. But yeah, I think it's this, these,
it's
all these.
To get people to explore what's in their own neighborhoods and not just what's at some of our larger shopping centers.
Yeah. And I think there's also been this kind of, I was talking to somebody over the weekend and they're very much, I just shop online. Right. And I think there's been this shift during the pandemic that lots of people, one through necessity, had to shop online. And of course, that's, we want that to come back to our doorstep, right? So whatever we can highlight these brands and say, okay, you know, don't do the big box stores necessarily all the time. There are some great boutiques. There's some great locally owned businesses that really have those fabulous individual pieces or whole collections that really might suit you better.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that one of the other things too to keep in mind is like where you spend your money matters. Mm. And so often people are really sad when these stores go away. And yeah. The fact of the matter is that, you know, mm-hmm. $100 there, $50 there, right. Any small amount there, when you add it up, could have saved a lot of the small businesses that we've seen close.
Yeah.
And so mm-hmm. it is critically important that we continue to keep them in mind and yeah. shop there when we can.
Well, I remember for a while, Belltime was like the hopped in place. And I think during the pandemic, there was a lot of boutiques, a lot of mm-hmm. small places that went under. And that's really sad. When you drive down, you're like, oh my gosh, they used to be, and then they're not there anymore.
Right. And I think that we're still a long way from recovery in the downtown core. Mm-hmm. We've seen some of that business go to places like U Village and the Village at Totem Lake, Bell mm-hmm. Square,
right.
And different neighborhoods in between. But I would really like to see downtown recover, and mm-hmm. I hope that we can take steps in the right direction to get there.
That would be kind of cool to have like a spot in like a Belltown or something that's literally all new up and coming, mm-hmm. you know, designers and places like people can go to and find like really cool stuff.
I think that Seattle Restored is working on that with yeah. the Office of Economic Development, but we need more of those moments for sure.
Yeah, like a collective, a creative collective.
Yeah, like a creative collective. I think that would be really cool. Almost mm-hmm. like what you see when you go down to the design district, you know, where mm-hmm. you have all that kind of stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of cool.
I mean, because, you know, this,
we
guys.
Always want unique kind of, everyone wants unique things.
Exactly.
And then, we yeah. want to support local. I mean, I don't know how many times we talk about that a lot, that you want to try to support your local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, and to the point that Sydney made about, you know, spending a few $100s, it's like, you know, you go down and you're like, oh yeah, that's a really cool store. And then you get into the habit of, you know, forgetting about it and getting outside of your bubble and, mm-hmm. you know, get in your car or walk down the street or whatever it
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
And, you know, that little bit of money, it makes a huge difference. And for some of these shop owners and designers and creatives, you know, that one sale might be their only sale for day.
Yeah.
And that's such a shame because it sends the wrong message.
Exactly.
I wonder if we could kind of change people's mindset. I don't know if anybody else knows people that are like this or are like this themselves, but when you go on vacation, right, and you're wandering around a quaint town and you're like, okay, I really want to make sure that I put some of my vacation budget dollars into these small places so mm-hmm. that they, you know, they are able to sustain that, you know, even though, because a lot of these places, their income comes from the tourist industry. Yeah. How about we start thinking about our own doorstep as our tourist industry, and that we're mm-hmm. going to spend some of our so-called vacation budget on, you know, local retailers.
That's a great idea.
When you go downtown, if it's not something that you do very often, that's your getaway, right? So that, spend that money keeping those businesses open.
Well, heck, spend your weekly Starbucks budget.
Yeah.
Know, for some folks, I can say that because I don't frequent Starbucks because I don't drink coffee. and my habit is cheaper because it's just Diet Coke. Not sponsored. Would like to be. But, you know, like, think about the things that we seem to be able to afford. You know, we can afford to, oops, I spent $100 at Target and I went in to get a pack of gum.
Right.
So anyway, this is like a whole bigger topic than we've got.
I have an idea, though. One of the things that that Darcy and I frequently do are fashion field trips, where we go and I take her to a boutique that she's never been to, or vice versa. So maybe that's something we do for the holidays, is we take Bruce around town, or he takes us and his listeners around town, and we explore.
Yeah, let's record that.
We all do that.
Let's do it.
Let's make it an official series.
Wow. See,
and
this,
and
this,
we could invite a couple, like we could invite a listener to come along. Yep. You could invite, you know, one of your followers to come along. Oh my gosh, this is the thing.
Because here's the thing. Because of the nature of my work, I'm often there on day one for grand opening. And then sadly, I'm there on the final day when they're closing things up. And over the course of the pandemic, I had to be there for quite a few store closings. And one of the things that really stuck with me is when business owners would say, people would be shocked at how little it would have taken for me to keep the lights on, keep the doors open. And I think about that all the time.
You got to bring awareness to that. You're right.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, a couple, it's not clothing related, but when we were all going through the pandemic, I mean, we had small little restaurants in our neighborhoods that were like, the neighborhoods were like, we're going to keep you open. I mean, and they were mm-hmm. like, we hope we make it. You know, right. We're like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
I supported this one Thai restaurant. I think I had Thai food every day. Yeah, singly.
Well, but I did hear say, you know, support the businesses you want to see there at the end of all this, you know, and I think it goes for whatever small business. Yeah.
Well, and people tend to think of, you know, these kinds of items that we're talking about as, you know, luxury or frivolous or whatever it is, forgetting that, you know, if you need to dress yourself, you might as well do it with style.
There you go.
And, you know, and it's not frivolous. Like, this is people's dreams. This is people's work. This is putting other people to work. Mm-hmm. There's a whole trickle effect out there of all of the people that it's, you know, supporting and giving work to.
Right.
So you mentioned that one of the topics at What She Said will be how the pandemic impacted these businesses. Mm-hmm. It'll be a really interesting conversation. Than for a lot of these designers and what they've done to stay afloat and get the support that they've needed.
Exactly. I think one of the interesting things, too, that I'm just seeing in fashion is a return to wholesale, which sounds weird because I've worked with so many brands that were direct to consumer for a really long time. And now they're seeing the value in doing partnerships with retailers so that they can get in front of new customers and continue to grow their brand in that way.
Mm-hmm. Target has done a lot of that, you know, with some designers that, you know, once upon a time it was with, you know, Victoria Beckham. It was with the bigger brands that people know, and now it's
Isaac
Mizrahi,
I think, was one of the first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so now they're really trying to highlight smaller designers, which is great. More people need to do it. Collaborations, we talked about it with the news and everything. Mm-hmm. Collaborations are key for a lot of these up-and-coming designers. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So many.
Mm-hmm.
So how many of these What She Said events are around the country? Is it just like unique to our area, or is it just happen every month?
They actually do events globally. And so they feature women in a variety of industries. So it could be music, fashion, art, tech. And so they happen everywhere. So maybe we should do a trip, and then we can go to one in New York, or we could go
to
one in London.
I know. There you go.
Any chance
we know how much you love London, right?
I went twice this year. I really need to slow down.
Slow it down.
I mean, do you though?
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think you do.
I hope my husband's listening to this.
Hey, it is called research and development.
That's right. R&D. There you go.
Totally.
I have no problem being on those trips.
That's amazing. So for this event, are there still tickets available? Is this open to anyone? Give me deets on that because I might have to try to get there.
So tickets are on sale.
I'm going.
You can go to gossip-glamour.com to learn more. Tickets are $65, and a portion of the proceeds goes to Ada Developers Academy, which is a Seattle-founded nonprofit that does cost-free coding classes for women and gender-expansive adults, and they're in the process of expanding nationally.
Wow, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
That's cool. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Very excited to partner with them.
Well, I mean, this event is like, it's like awesome conversation, awesome introduction to local people. For a great cause. Yeah. I mean, just like, it's a win-win-win-win.
It'll be a great night to connect.
Wait, and I could dress up in theory.
Yes, in theory you could.
Yes, in theory.
What do you mean in theory? Yeah. Of course you're going to. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes. Yeah. I mean, maybe I would even wear like nighttime lipstick.
Ooh.
And maybe you would comb your hair.
How? You want to call me a hush puppy again?
Yeah. No, I would never do that. Not
except
again.
Last time. So what other things do you have do you have going on?
Yeah.
Because you've gotten really creative about how you are interacting with people.
Right. Well, I mean, there's a lot happening around town. It is nice to see that events are back so that we have a reason to get dressed up and go out. I don't know if you guys saw that 425 did the Women to Watch event last week at the Woodmark. That was amazing. And I think for a lot of people, that was their first chance to really get dressed up and have a night on the town. So I'm excited to see that events are back. One of the things happening this week is Pacific Place is diving back into events. So they're doing a Live Your Best Life event.
Pacific Place.
It's
been a quiet place.
It's been a quiet place for a while. But I think that they're really trying to up their game and bring
people
back. I mean,
it's beautiful. The redo is amazing. I mean, the remodel is just gorgeous. But it's been a quiet place.
It's been a quiet place. And I think we're still a long way. But I think that for them to be able to activate the space and leverage that to bring people together is good. And also, if you hate driving around looking for parking, you don't have to do that at Pacific Place because there's a giant underground parking garage. It's $8 flat rate after 5 p.m. It's super easy.
I mean, Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
I love that. And are a lot of these things, do you find that it is, you know, with the return of Fashion Week, because that's happening all over? I mean, there's that ripple effect between Milan and London and New York and Seattle and whatever. So is this a lot of this activity in conjunction with Fashion Week, or is it just generally people are trying to come back and survive as they head towards, I'm making peace with it,
the holiday
season. Oh, it's going to be here before
Good
you know
job,
it.
Clink, 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 clink,
clink. My goodness.
Okay, all right.
Enough.
You are not, like, I'm going to hit you when we get off the air. It seems like, we only have a minute left here, so it seems like, in general, a lot of these events are about reintroducing people to the opportunities in the greater Seattle area.
Exactly. And bringing the community together, which is something we haven't been able to do in a really long time in this way.
Good, I like it.
Before we go, will you share once again your website so that if people are interested in learning more, they can find you?
Sure. It's www.gossip-glamour.com.
All right. He's laughing at the www. So
you must be friends with Beck.
Oh, we are besties.
If you want to connect with us, of course, you can go to www.michaelbruceimageconsulting.com. And remember, you can reach out to us and contact us and follow us on social media as well under Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being here, Sydney.
Plenty of www's.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.